And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. It is 6:17 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row and joined on our newsmaker line by our very good friend, Omar Hamada. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning. How are you, Michael?
Dr. Omar Hamada, I might add. And you were here. You've pulled papers to run for the 5th Congressional District. You were here in studio 2 weeks ago, and here's a clip of what you said here in studio 2 weeks ago. So today is March 7th. It's Monday. You said 2 weeks is your, decision date.
Drop dead date.
March
21st.
21st.
Roughly.
Okay. I'm going to invite you to come back on the program.
Okay.
At 6 o'clock.
All right.
Monday, 2 weeks from today, March. Will you make your decision then?
You're holding my feet to the fire.
Well, will you come in?
Yes, I'll come in.
Okay. And now you can make the decision before that.
Yeah.
But if you haven't, you can announce your decision right here on the program.
Perfect.
And so here it is, March 21st, 2 weeks after you said that here in studio, that today was your drop-dead date about whether you're in or out of the 5th Congressional District race. What is your answer? Are you in or out?
Here's the answer, Michael. Drum roll. I'm waiting on my good friend Andy Ogles to make a move and decide what he's going to do. And here's why. I think there are two strong conservatives in this race, and I think a potential candidates. I think that's me and Andy. And I feel that if we both get in, we divide the vote, and someone who's not a staunch conservative will win. So I think that this race is so important. I think what's happening in our country is so important that I don't want to dilute the waters. So if he gets in, I don't. If he doesn't, I do.
You have made some news. You have made some news. And I think that's an acceptable answer, by the way, because you said the circumstances have changed. And so the news is, if Andy Ogles gets in the race, you will not get in the race. And
that's
if he
correct.
Does not get in the race, you will get in the race.
And if he gets in the race, then I will fully support him. And if he doesn't, then my hope would be that he would fully support me.
That's a pretty significant statement you've just made there. Tell us about your relationship with Andy Ogles and why that is such an important consideration on your part, whether he gets in or not.
Well, one, we're good friends. I mean, we go way back. A good friend of ours that has since passed away introduced us years ago, a guy named Rob Barbie. And just developed a strong relationship, and I have an affection and a deep respect for him and what he stands for, and I think he does for me as well. I think that we're both formidable candidates for various reasons. I think for me, it's my time in the Special Forces as a combat veteran. It's the fact that I'm a strong constitutional Christian conservative, that I have undeniable Republican bona fides, and that I'm consistently conservative and many other reasons. And for him, I feel like it's very similar. I mean, he's proven his mettle. And so I think, this for me, this isn't about ego. This is about purpose and destiny, and not just destiny. It's just like duty is the better word. I feel like our country's in a place that it's on fire, and we need people up there who are going to do what they say they're going to do, who aren't up there for a career, but who are up there to turn this thing around. And I think that he and I are probably the only two in that position that aren't going to just vote as we're told to vote, but actually do what's right as far as our constituents and the American people.
It's interesting, Omar, because I am rarely am I surprised by, these kinds of questions. But I am surprised by your answer. I think it's a very thoughtful answer. And, here I was about to give you a hard time. I was about to give you a hard time for not giving us a definitive answer on your 2 week deadline. But I think that is definitely a very thoughtful answer. And I think it's also, a selfless answer on your part, right? Because, people, when you pull papers and you start thinking about this, you start to get some ego involved and you think I could do a good job. But I think it's what you're telling me is there's a path for a constitutional conservative to win in this race. And what you're
right.
saying is, yeah, I'm a constitutional conservative, but Andy's also a constitutional conservative. And, we don't want to split the vote there. That's pretty much your decision on it.
Exactly. And I think ego is certainly a factor. And, you know, we all struggle with that. But I think at the end of the day, if that's the issue, then we don't deserve to be there. I think that the issue has to be the purpose behind behind the race and what we're trying to do. So that's what it comes down to.
Now, did you in your decision making, did you talk to your family, your children about this, and what was their sense about it?
Yes, I think, you know, they are very supportive either way, but I don't think any of us really fully appreciate the cost involved. I mean, I do more so because of people I've talked to, and I have a campaign team ready to go. I mean, I have people on the sidelines that say they will jump in if I pull the trigger. And I've talked with some very high profile national folks as well. So, as you know, I think. But my boys are what concern me. We've been mm-hmm. through a really hard 3 years with everything that they've been through the ringer, and I want to make sure they come out okay at the end. And that's my primary concern.
Sure. So, kids, yeah. Very important. So let me ask you this. You also said something interesting. As we, I think this 5th congressional district race is the number one GOP primary being looked at mm-hmm. around the country, and it's attracting so many people. You know, at least 3 carpetbaggers, by my words, not yours: Robbie Starbuck, yeah. Morgan Ortegas, and David Vitale. And then another dozen or so folks have already either pulled papers or announced. But what's interesting is to look at, and you reference this, the lineup of sort of the national level political consultants that are involved here.
Mm-hmm. You know,
our friend Ward Baker, for instance, is working with Morgan Ortegas. Chip Salzman is working with Baxter Lee. Chris Devaney is working with Kurt Winstead. Beth Harwell has a world-class political consulting firm, and you, I know that you've been talking to some high-level folks on your end as well.
Right, exactly. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to make a decision because, you know, people are pretty, they've got their game together. It's hard to cut through the fluff and decide who's going to really do a good job, but I think I've found my guy.
We're not going to say his name here. I think I know who it is, but you've got a national level guy who would be your general consultant if you get in. Let's talk about this. How much money is it going to take to win this primary, and what percentage of the vote will it take to win this primary on August 4th?
You know, I'm not a professional politician, but from people that I've spoken with, it looks like, and I have a hard time believing this, and this is something else that I struggle with, is like when we spend that much money, I mean, it feels almost like a waste. It could go to so much better use sometimes than winning a political race. But I think this is going to cost anywhere from $1.5 to $2 million, I think, to win in a short 4-month sprint. And, you know, it depends on how many people get in and how many strong candidates get in. And, you know, it doesn't matter that 20 people pull papers. I think some of these people might, you know, not get more than a few hundred votes. But I think it's probably going to take, you know, 21% to 25%. Isn't huge. So, but you know, you've got to identify your target market and go after it.
Every vote will be fought for, and lots of money will be spent on every vote. And you said $1.5 to $2 million to win. I think it's going to take $3 to $5 million, depending, to win. And then now, look, there. This will be a full employment for Republican political consultants campaign, right?
That's right. Here's the thing. I mean, I've even got a chief of staff identified, somebody who's been up there for about 30 years, who the person that this person was representing is stepping out. So, but it's an exciting time. But the thing is, it's all dependent. So we'll see what the Lord opens up, and if he does, and if he doesn't.
Well, Omar Hamada, Dr. Omar Hamada from Williamson County. That you made news and you surprised me all at once. And so this is a wonderful interview.
That's
thank you. Thank you very much. Come back again after we've all this is sorted out. Omar Hamada from Williamson County. Thanks so much for joining us.